Sorry, I got interrupted there. Assyria, being just to the north, having taken over the northern kingdom, is right there on the doorstep of the southern kingdom of Judah. And not only is on the doorstep, but actually we see in verse 13 of chapter 18, attacked the fortified cities of Judah and captured them. And what is said is that Sennacherib was on the way to Egypt, and on the way to Egypt, stopped by, saw the cities of Judah and said, oh, I can go take that too. The fortified cities are like the garrisons that they have posted on the outskirts. And once you've taken the fortified cities, then the other ones are very vulnerable. The first time he paid him off, and the way that Hezekiah paid him off, the way he paid him off was by stripping the gold from the doors and doorpost in the temple. Now imagine you're the worker, right, the tradesperson who's supposed to go and take the gold off of the temple and send it to Sennacherib. I'm sure it didn't feel pretty good. Now, this sort of trying to buy Assyria off in this way is not something that is looked at nicely by the biblical author. So Hezekiah says, you know, very nice things are said about Hezekiah, but he's still not perfect. This is a place where you see a bit more of the human side. Well, the king of Assyria, having had this interaction with Jerusalem, sends a whole bunch of people, some of his senior military people, and they end up talking to some of the officers, some of Hezekiah's officers, and the speech that he gives, the speech that they go back and forth with, is really fascinating. You see some of this Assyrian military ingenuity, the sort of threats, sort of the carrots and the sticks, you know, the threats, but also the, listen, we're going to make, look, just surrender to us and everything's going to be okay. And we can, you think you're going to depend on Egypt, that Egypt's going to be your protector? Yeah. That Egypt's going to be your protector? Egypt's not going to be your protector. No, we're gonna take care of them too. You think that your God or whatever is going to be your protector? And there's this great line. Oh man, I'm not going to be able to find it. Oh, here it is. He says, "Don't listen to Hezekiah." This is the chief military guy from the Assyrians. "Don't listen to Hezekiah, who's telling you that the Lord will deliver you. The God of any nation has never delivered them from the hand of the king of Assyria." And then he goes and he names the gods. Where are the gods of the Hamath and the Arpad? Where are the gods of the Sepharvim or Hena or Iva? Have they rescued Samaria? You know, so look, everybody's got gods, you guys. And you know, those people said the same things. And look, now they're vassals or now they've been taken into exile. So how is your God Yahweh going to do anything? The people remained disciplined, though. Oh, and the other thing that you see, the psychological warfare that the Assyrians they were the innovators of, was that they were speaking Hebrew there at the gate, and everybody on the wall could listen. And so the officials, the Jerusalem officials, say, "Could you speak in Aramaic instead? Because we don't want everybody on the walls to hear." And the Assyrians said, "No, we want everybody in the walls to hear. We want them to know the offer that we're making, and that things could be okay." The echoes of what the Assyrians say, the echoes with Deuteronomy, are really striking. The Assyrians say, "I can come and take you to a land like your own. A land of grain and new wine, bread and vineyards, olive trees and honey. Choose life and not death." And of course, that was exactly what Moses had said in Deuteronomy about the blessings and the curses. "I set before you today life and death. Choose life." And that's the same thing that the Assyrian is saying. The Assyrian is saying here. Now, Hezekiah, like I said, had tried to buy him off earlier, and that's something that was not such a good thing to do. But the way that Hezekiah responds next is exactly what makes him a hero. Unfortunately, that is in chapter 19, which we're not covering today. So I'll have to leave that for another day. So I'll leave it there. Let us pray. O God, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Go Detroit Lions.
Go Detroit Lions. All right. Have a great rest of your day. Talk to you tomorrow.